Time to talk movies. Film lovers know that Christmas also means Boxing Day releases. Jason DeRosso is RN's film critic. How are you?
I'm very well.
Lots to get excited about this Christmas, but I mean, everything is kind of being dominated by Star Wars, isn't it?
It has, yeah. The shadow looms large, but it does mean that there's the opportunity for cinema owners to do a bit of counter-programming, and I'm going to pick through some of what I think are the more interesting films releasing on Boxing Day. My pick of the bunch is a film called Joy, which is about the woman who invented something called the Miracle Mop and then proceeded to make a mozza of selling it on the home shopping network. But wait, there's more. It's by the director David O. Russell, who brought us The Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle. It's a kind of screwball comedy drama in which Jennifer Lawrence plays the titular character, Joy. Robert De Niro plays her father, who's sort of divorced from her mum, but then comes back to live at home. I mean, Joy basically lives in this very dysfunctional extended family who are all, you know, all crammed into this one house with dodgy plumbing and all the rest of it. She works shift work and she just needs a break, and she works out that perhaps selling this mop that she's invented will do that. Here's a little clip.
Joy, more bills.
This is what my life has come to. I have a dead-end job, I'm in debt up to my eyeballs, and I share my house with my divorced parents, my grandmother, and my ex.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Something's gotta change. This idea has a chance to change all of our lives.
You can't just walk in here.
This woman's gonna be a whole new business.
What if they don't see you?
They're gonna see me no matter what.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper plays the sort of home shopping network TV executive who discovers her. This is a really interesting film to see on Christmas, I think, on Boxing Day, because it is all about family dysfunction. And I think it's treated with a fair degree of humour, a lot of surrealism. I mean, Joy's mum spends her days sitting on the bed, basically just watching soap operas. And at certain points, Joy enters the world of the soap opera, you know, cheesy soap operas. But it's also quite an interesting film for me because, I mean, usually films about people trying to make it in American capitalism are kind of critiques of American capitalism and critiques of the American dream. This has a satirical element, but at its core, it's a very optimistic film, which I found you don't really see every day. I mean, it doesn't always work. The way it tries to balance between sort of comedy and drama is sometimes a little clumsy, quite frankly. There are some supporting characters that, you know, are a little thinly drawn. Isabella Rossellini's in this as well. She plays a new girlfriend of Robert De Niro's character, this rich Italian who decides to bankroll Joy's miracle mop business.
Sounds good. We've got to crack through this. Yeah. Suffragette also out on Boxing Day. Quite a bit of buzz about that.
There is a lot of buzz. Joy's a better film, I think. Suffragette is obviously about the suffragettes. It stars Michelle Carey as Carey Mulligan, I'm sorry, as a young working class woman working in a laundry, terrible conditions. She becomes convinced by the suffragettes' rhetoric, their political ambitions and commitment, and she joins their ranks to her own personal detriment. Very interesting cast: Meryl Streep, Helena Bonham Carter, and Brendan Gleeson as well, who plays a detective who's on the suffragettes' tail. Here's a little excerpt from a police interrogation in the film.
What gave you the right to stand in the middle of a riot and watch women beaten and do nothing? You're an hypocrite.
I uphold the law.
The law means nothing to me. I've had no say in making the law.
That's an excuse. It's all we have.
We break windows. We burn things. Because war's the only language men listen to. Because you've beaten us and betrayed us and there's nothing else left.
Then there's nothing left but to stop you.
What are you going
to
do? Lock us all up? We're in every home. We're half the human race. You can't stop us all.
Yeah, Carey Mulligan and Brendan Gleeson there. It sounds sort of like white-hot drama, really, but it actually plays as a bit bloodless, and I think a lot of the emotional side of the story is underdone. So it's a bit of a missed opportunity for me for Suffragette. And the only other film releasing that I think you may be interested on Boxing Day is a film called Youth by the Italian director Paolo Sorrentino, starring Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel. So what's there not to like, really? A couple of old geezers who are spending their sort of autumn years, at least in this film, in a very upmarket, posh Swiss resort. Harvey Keitel is a director who's trying to make, you know, another film with this coterie of young screenwriters. Michael Caine is a composer and conductor who's retreated from the world. The film is very stylized. This director made things like The Great Beauty and Il Divo before this. A lush-looking, slightly surreal film again. But I just don't think it works. It sometimes is as pompous as the kind of artists and ideas that it's, you know, purporting to critique. So then again, beautiful scenery, two great actors in the leading roles. Michael Caine just won a European Film Awards award for his performance in this, and indeed the film won Best Film at the European Film Awards, which aren't really a big deal despite the title. But so make up your own mind.
See it for the scenery.
I would say see it for the scenery. Yeah, that's youth. My pick is Joy.
I've heard a lot of good things about, is it Truth?
Truth is, it came out a few weeks ago, yeah, with Cate Blanchett.
Worth seeing?
It's not one I've seen, unfortunately. Okay.
I've seen lots of good reviews. Well, it's about journalism. So
there are a couple of journalist films, and the big journalist film coming up with all the Oscar buzz is one called Spotlight,
which is about
the Boston Globe uncovering the pedophilia scandal in
I've
the Catholic Church.
I met the woman that the main character is based on.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. And I've been to the Boston Globe, and it's spot on. It's incredible.
Well, the film apparently is very true to life.
Right,
very drab.
I'm being wrapped. Okay. All right. Nice to speak to you, Jason DeRosso. Have a great Chrissy and enjoy.
You
too.